I had the privilege this week of sensing the Lord's love upon all of us. And it's, in itself, in Him, it's incredibly powerful. That is, if I could impart and empty myself of this love for you to receive, even in my last breath, I would. But I realize it's not only my love, His love in me that He's looking for. He's also looking for it within you. If you know me well, I will not be asking you a question that the Lord... I wouldn't be asking you a question that the Lord hasn't already asked me. And the question He wanted to ask this morning was, are you all in me? Are you all in me? Yeah, sorry. Nerves. Shit. Many of us have fought for jobs. Many of us have fought for what we value. Many of us has fought against systems that are forcing us with their rules and regulations. Many of us has fought against the Lord. Many of us has been carried and covered by others. How many of us in Him have fought for our inheritance in Him? How many of us in Him have fought for our original position of being a promised son? How many of us in Him have fought for His eternal life to be formed in us? Have you ever asked why this kingdom message has been confronting to all our hearts? Because why has the scriptures not been confronting to your hearts? Why has services, thousands of messages, the gallons of Ribena juice and bread you've partaked in has not been confronting to your hearts? Even what? Ask yourself, why has the Lord, by His will, sent a man to announce to you all, to testify to you all, and to declare His kingdom reality? Why has He sent a man to lead you to Him and declare to you living His eternal reality now? And why is that confronting to your hearts? If yes or no is your only option for an answer, then know this about the Lord. Know this about love. He is not fair or unfair. He is just. So I leave you with His question. In my heart, and I pray earnestly, I pray that you seek Him with this question that He's asked all of us today. Are you all in Him? Which now leads
me to this beautiful time. And I was just asked if we could just gather in groups as Greg will probably play a couple of songs, or gather in groups and just pray in groups as we partake in communion.